Today's Words of Wisdom, Reincarnation is a Fact, will be presented in Malay and English with subtitles in Arabic, RRCs or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Urdu, and Turkish. Malaysia memang sebuah negara yang indah. Negara ini dikurniai banyak bukit dan gunung yang ditumbuhi hutan tebal, kawasan pantai yang dipinggiri pokok-pokok palma dengan air laut yang kehijauan dan cahaya matahari yang keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utama Malaysia adalah dari pencakar langit yang mencual tinggi. Dapat dilihat rumah papan yang dibina di atas kaki pajang. Budaya majmuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandar raya yang besar dan banyak pulau yang indah permai ialah keistimewaan negara yang indah ini. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya ialah orang Melayu, diikuti oleh orang Cina dan India. Budaya majmuk telah banyak mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya negara ini, dicerminkan menerusi kaum dan warisan yang pelbagai. Banyak tokoh yang berani dan mulia adalah berasal dari Malaysia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail telah dianugerahi Hadiah Kedamaian Gusi untuk hal ehwal keagamaan dan kemanusiaan. Dan bekas Perdana Menteri Tun Dr. Mahathir bin Mohamad telah dicalonkan untuk Hadiah Kedamaian Nobel 2007. Disebabkan oleh kegairahan orang yang ingin mendapat makrifat, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah menerima undangan mereka yang ikhlas dan berkunjung ke Malaysia untuk beberapa kali. Sekarang kami menjemput anda untuk mengikuti suatu temu ramah dengan Mahaguru Ching Hai oleh seorang wartawan bertajuk Kelahiran Semula Memang Wujud pada 23 Februari 1992 di Malaysia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
I was lucky enough to read some of the articles in the magazine, the Ching Hai magazine. You see, some people, they describe experiences where they saw beautiful patterns of light,
yes,
and marvelous sounds and
yes,
all that, you see.
Yes, yes.
So, what are your views on this, you see?
Well, it is because I have experience of the inner wisdom.
Uh-huh.
The light is the one who illumines your mind,
yes,
let
yes.
you think better, let
yes.
you know better what to do in life,
uh-huh.
and let you be able to discern the planets that you see, whether they are true or not.
I see.
And then let you also remember the way to go back. If you go and you have no light, how can you see the road?
Uh-huh.
So you can go back again. And the sounds, it's not truly sound like we are talking with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that a kind of gentle vibration,
mm-hmm.
like music, very soothing.
Oh, does this arise out of quietness of the
yes,
mind?
Yes, 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 yes.
Uh-huh.
And then it lifts you, it kind of energy.
Yes.
It will pull you to a higher and higher level of consciousness.
Uh-huh.
And there you experience, according to your higher thinking,
yes,
your higher
yes.
consciousness, you experience the world in a different, in a better way, in a
uh-huh.
true light.
Yes,
just
yes.
like now, a blind man or somebody with a short-sighted, if he doesn't have the glasses, he will stumble into things. And
uh-huh.
you see, his wife is for big and ugly, yeah,
uh-huh.
not supposed to be the real she that's so beautiful and sweet. Therefore, he needs a glass
to see
her true self. Now, our brain, our eyes don't see things the way they should be.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Therefore, if you use a true eye, you will see the world the way they should be.
The true state of life.
Yeah,
yes,
that is all. Uh-huh. Yeah. So what they see is the true state of the universe, uh-huh. beautiful, with brilliant light, and with beautiful sound, with different palaces and beautiful things, not the way we see this world.
Uh-huh.
We see this world in a very perverted view.
Yes, yes.
Actually, it's beautiful.
Yes, yes.
So these experiences, what we can call experience of the truth, the uh-huh. reality, that is all.
Uh-huh.
And now, of course, when you haven't seen that, or you haven't heard that, you will say, wow, I see the world the way it is, so why should say
yes.
beautiful and light? I cannot argue with you when you have not got your
yes,
glass
yes.
on. I cannot
yes,
say
yes.
this world, girl, is beautiful when you haven't seen it
yes,
with
yes.
your glasses on. So the only thing you would know is that you wear the same glass when you have the same problem.
Yes,
wear
yes.
the same like he does. Then you know what he sees.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Therefore, our path is not to argue or to persuade people, but say, if you want, you come in. And uh-huh. then you will see the way I see.
Yes, yes. You see some people, they are contented with their present state of life, you know.
Yeah.
Good wife,
yeah,
happy
yeah.
family.
That's good, good.
And all that, no?
Good.
Yes,
I don't
no?
say anything.
But then somehow they still have a lingering dissatisfaction, you see,
oh.
with life. And you see, you know, it comes now and again, you see, you know,
yes.
when you're alone by yourself, no, your wife has gone on vacation or whatever, or disappeared, no. And then suddenly you are left by yourself, you see. So, people in such a state, though, they have a feeling that somehow their life is not complete, you see. So, they would ask the question, what is a human being
yeah.
to do in life? So, to such a human being, what would you say to them? They have the feeling that their
yeah.
life is not complete. No doubt
yes.
they have a good job, no,
yeah,
and whatever.
Yeah.
See.
That I know myself.
Yes.
That's why I came to seek enlightenment.
Uh-huh.
Because nothing satisfies me.
Uh-huh.
Even a good house, a rich life, or good husband. My husband's very handsome.
Uh-huh.
And he's a doctor uh-huh. degree. And we had a beautiful, good life, yeah,
uh-huh.
in Germany.
Yes, yes.
But even then, before that, I feel something missing.
Uh-huh.
And after that, I feel something missing. During uh-huh. that, I feel something missing.
I see.
To the point that my husband even noticed. He said, it seems like everywhere you go, it's like you live in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
Don't belong there. You know, even in the most noisy party, it would detect
uh-huh.
the feeling inside me. So I
yes,
say, yes.
yes.
I don't feel anything in this world could offer me anything really true with happiness. Not that I did not love my husband or I did not enjoy the comfort of life. It's just that
mm-hmm.
I don't feel that they are enough.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I want more rich or more husband or
uh-huh.
better husband. No, it's not
I
true.
Uh-huh.
If you give me 100 husbands, I'm still unhappy. Yeah. If you give me more rich, I just get more miserable.
Uh-huh.
I have to take care.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It is because deep in our heart, we are not the material being.
Mm-hmm.
We know it. In our subconsciousness, we remember
mm-hmm.
that before we materialize this body by our desires and our experiences, we were someone else, excellent,
mm-hmm.
Very intelligent and all-knowing, all-pervading, can go anywhere we want, very free. And we feel we are prisoned in this flesh, so we feel dissatisfied. Until we get enlightened, until we experience the real state of our freedom again, then we know, that's it. That's why I was unhappy before.
I see. Because you felt that however happy your circumstances were, you were still living a life of limitation.
Yeah, limitation. True.
Uh-huh.
You got it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because you were different before. You
uh-huh.
were free before. You were excellent before.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it doesn't matter how excellent now. It's nothing compared to what you remember in your very faint memories, in your subconsciousness.
I see.
Mm.
Oh, so you believe that, let's say, no matter how happy a person can be, somehow the subconsciousness will try to tell him,
yes.
Given the opportunity that, no matter what, his life is incomplete without enlightenment.
Yeah, correct.
I see.
Any crimes, any misdoing,
uh-huh.
any ignorance, all come from wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of mistake, any kind of misunderstanding, any kind of crimes come from wisdom. I'll tell you why. Because we have wisdom before. Mm-hmm. We still have it. Just we have it buried, forgotten, mm-hmm. and we didn't use it. Wisdom means before we materialize this mm-hmm. body and get entangled in this world, mm-hmm. we were someone wise and free mm-hmm. and excellent. Anything we want, don't need to even think about it. It will mm-hmm. come. We are being of excellence, of higher order. Now, we might have come here for some reason and then get entangled here and forgot to mm-hmm. go home. Okay, now, in our deepest memory, we still remember that. Mm-hmm. We still remember that we have everything in the universe in front of our eyes, any second we want. Okay? Mm-hmm. The whole universe is ours. Now, when we come to this world, we have just a little portion of something. We might not even have it. Mm-hmm. We maybe have a house, or a big estate, or a big house, or a big car, and a beautiful wife, or maybe two, three even, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But still, it's not what you used to have. Even whatever you want to have here, you have to work hard for it, and keep it, mm-hmm. and protect it, in order that it will not run away, or it will not get stolen, or make mm-hmm. trouble. And sometimes, the more rich, the more trouble. Mm-hmm. People envy you, or your wife's beautiful, some people try to snatch her and make trouble for you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So everything costs trouble. Mm-hmm. And only a portion of things. And we remember we own everything, and we want everything. We can have everything we want. And we did not have even want in that mm-hmm. state of consciousness. Mm-hmm. Because we are all satisfied and full, and we have no desire whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But doesn't mean we are empty.
I see.
It's just that we're fulfilled. Uh-huh. And we did not need. Mm-hmm. Just like a rich person, he never know what hunger is. So he mm-hmm. doesn't need to know the word hunger, and he never crave. So now when we come here and be pressed and coerced into this kind of existence, and we feel very bad. Mm-hmm. We feel like revolted, you know. Mm-hmm. And then so we feel we had something before, we were great before. Why don't give me this, give me that, this all mine. Uh-huh. So somehow try to get back what we used to have before. Mm-hmm. Therefore we steal, or people kill because they can't get what mm-hmm. they want. And they know they used to live in the world where everybody is beautiful. And why not just a little beautiful wife and don't give me? Mm-hmm. It belongs to me. I used to have all. I have to have everything. So they steal, they kill, they cheat, they grasp, mm-hmm. they greed for everything. It is all come from wisdom.
I see.
It's very conflicting and very paradoxical. But mm-hmm. it is like that. Now you understand?
Yes. So would you say that there's no such thing as a completely hopeless human being?
No.
As long as one takes the trouble to find out, one can find out. No matter how many bad things one has done before.
Yes.
I see.
Every saint had a past.
Yes.
Every sinner has a future.
Yes.
Yeah. No one is hopeless. Uh-huh. It's just that they don't know uh-huh. that they were great. That they could be great again, as long as they're convinced. And if they find someone who show them what to do, how to find their greatness, everyone can do it.
I see.
Even the one who kills 99 person and want to kill the Buddha to make up 100.
Yes.
He became Arahan.
Yes.
Became a Bodhisattva after the Buddha accepted him and initiated him into the order.
I see. Mm. So you feel that the role of a teacher is perhaps this to be a living example of what human beings could become, their potentiality.
Yes. Remind them of their greatness.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I see.
And show them that they can achieve it.
Uh-huh.
For what I have achieved, you can.
Earlier you mentioned that because of your dissatisfaction with life, therefore you left your family and all
not,
that.
Not really, dissatisfaction. Uh-huh. I feel that life is not what I all wanted.
Incomplete.
Yeah, it's incomplete, right.
Incomplete.
Not that I did not like life.
I see, yes.
Yeah, this is different, yeah.
Yes, you said your life was actually very gracious.
Yeah. It's not the best one, but better than lots of people.
Yes.
And I did not think my life is not rich enough, or my husband was not good enough. Everything is good enough according to life standard.
Yes.
It's just that the life standard is not up to my standard.
Uh-huh.
I feel that life is not only that. Uh-huh. And it should be better even.
Uh-huh.
And I know it is better.
I see.
Yeah.
What about those people who decided to leave their homes and then, you know, they are dressed in certain
okay,
robes?
Okay, then
see?
Let them leave home.
Oh.
They do according to what they think at that time.
I see.
Just like I did what I had to do. I had to go to Himalaya because I think that was for me.
I see.
Each one learn his own lessons and choose his own course of life.
But you do not encourage or discourage people from doing that?
No.
I see, it's up to them.
Up to them. Uh-huh. They have the freedom. Uh-huh. And so they don't like it anymore, they can go home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no harm.
I see.
Well, of course, if they are a monk, then they can follow me more. Uh-huh. Then probably they can pick up more, they think.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe if that's good for them, okay, why not?
Yes.
Yeah, if it's no good for them, it's also no harm. Because my monks are working monks.
Uh-huh.
They have to knit things to earn money.
Uh-huh.
They live in tents.
I see.
They have simple meals.
Uh-huh.
They don't take money from the people, cannot take offering.
Uh-huh.
And they cannot just idle away, they have to meditate.
Uh-huh.
5-6 hours at least every day.
Uh-huh.
They have to do their work.
I see.
Yes, they have to earn their money.
Uh-huh.
So there's no difference.
Uh-huh.
No harm will be done to them if they are monks.
I see.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. It can only be good.
Yes.
If it's no good, then no harm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I teach them more discipline and work fast, react fast, and work in a versatile kind of field of work.
Uh-huh.
It's not that he was a secretary and here, when he comes here, I only tell her to type letter every day.
Uh-huh.
Apart from typing letter, according to his ability, I teach him other things. I tell him to go and learn driving. I tell him to learn English. I tell him to read other books of wisdom. I tell him to go learn swimming and learn techniques, other kind of things. So a man who has become a monk with me has lose nothing.
Oh.
In my gain only.
So those monks are, like you said, they are self-supportive.
Yes, they're self-supportive. They have to be. We don't tolerate those who sit and be rice worms of the society. Everybody works, so why not the monk? He just work harder, but in a very leisure way, because he has time and he has wisdom. And he has no kind of pressure, like you have to earn quickly, otherwise you have no money and things like that. He works with his own choice, therefore no pressure and with leisure.
Enlightened or awakened, it's inevitable that that person would want to communicate what he has learned with the world.
Not necessary.
Not necessarily,
no.
Yeah.
On the contrary, he doesn't want to communicate.
I see.
Like Buddha, when he was awakened, he said, oh no, my teaching is so supreme, so simple, but so precious and so high. I don't think anybody can accept it, so I better go to Nirvana.
I see.
And then the Brahma, the highest god of the third heaven, appear himself.
I see.
And beg him 3 times to come out.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say I'm Buddha or anything, but I was pressed to go out by gods and by demigods, and also by the so-called present disciples.
Uh-huh.
They dig me out after I have been discovered. I even went away for sometimes half a year, sometimes 1 year, but they always pulling me back. Even I went to America, then I am discovered over there.
Uh-huh.
I was just an ordinary, very incognito nun. Under the shadow of a famous master, I clean the toilets, I cook the meals, and answer the telephone. That's all. And then somebody, so-called Kuan Yin Bodhisattva or whoever Buddha, would appear to somebody, Americans, black and white, and say, you go to this and that temple, which they never went before. They don't even know the street. They keep asking for a long time before they came to that temple, because they have never done anything with Chinese temple before. And they came over there and tell me that you have to teach me the Kuan Yin method with inside bell and outside bell and all kinds of thunderstorm, and they say everything, except they don't have experience.
I see.
I say, why? Who told you all this? I say, the master.
Uh-huh.
A master appeared to me and tell me I have to come here with you. I say, I don't teach anything. Who tell you all this nonsense? At that time, I wasn't kind of teaching. I'm just an ordinary person cleaning the toilet. And then he said, yeah, but my master say you do it. And when you teach me, I will hear inside bells and inside thunderstorm and all that. And I will see light and I will see heavens. Well, he say everything, except that he doesn't have that experience.
Uh-huh.
So I was shocked, you know, because if he knows that much, it must be true. So anyhow, still I did not give in. I say, I know somebody who teaches that. That's called Sanmat method. I will tell you. I'll take you to that person, okay? So I took these groups of dreamers. I took them to the other house outside of my temple. I said, this person is the one who is the representative of that master who teaches that kind of method that you mentioned. So you stay here with her, and she will give you all the details that you want, and she will give you initiation, and you will hear bells and all that. And then I left. And afterward, they came back to me again. They said, no. That master, he appeared again and said, no, not them, you. You have to teach me at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He said, 4 o'clock. You normally do your meditation 4 o'clock. You must do it. So they know everything. And I said, no, you can go back there. It's the same. Even if I teach you, it's also the same. He said, but I only believe in that master. When he came, he told me everything. So he said, you are the one who should teach us. He did not tell me that I should go to that person. So what can I do? All right. Anyhow, I teach them the method afterwards. It's too much troublesome when they come every day and nagging me. Because if they come too often and make trouble, the temple people will all know me. Yes, they come and say, where is the great master? And they say, oh, he's now in Taiwan, or he went to town, Chinatown or something. They say, he will come back later. And then they give him the book of the temple master. Yeah. And they say, no, not this one, Qinghai. And then they make my name, they make noise. And everybody in the temple know now I suddenly became a great master. And so I had to teach them, tell them quiet, don't come trouble me again. And when the so-called Indian, the master who teach the Sanmat and that, came to America, I took this group again and handed it to him and said, here, these are ones to follow you. They want to learn this. So you give them initiation. I already gave them, but I say, well, you follow him, you know? But then they follow, they sat there and listen and bow to him for a while. And then they come back to me again. I say, no, my master says, I have to follow you, and not that master. So you see, even I run away from Taiwan and go to America, I got into trouble. And when I went to India, I also got into trouble. And somebody always found me out somehow. And then that's how I got into trouble. You see, up to now, that is my story. So you know why I teach and how I came out.
So now you can't run away.
I cannot run away. Because now I have even more pulling force from different directions before only a few people. I cannot rest if I don't come out.
I think I've asked you enough. I would like to leave it to our other friends to talk to you.
Yeah, if they want to ask, they are both questions now. Yeah, before when you came to learn something, you have many questions. But after you get initiation and you settle down for a few months or maybe a year or two, then you don't have no more questions.
Yes.
Yeah, and you suddenly have everything clear. Or you think these questions are not really important at all anymore.
Yes.
You don't even think of it.
Yes, that's quite true.
Any more questions?
No, I think I have quite a good grasp, of because before I came here, I knew almost nothing, you see, about Qinghai and method, the so-called method, and so forth, you see.
Yes.
But now things seems to have fallen into place, so I don't think I would like to ask any more questions.
Okay. Because Buddhist is also Christian. I mean, I did not think the teachings are different. Yeah. When you compare the Ten Commandments and the Five Commandments of Buddhism, it's the same. You don't kill, you don't steal, you don't lie, you don't drink alcohol, you don't take drugs, you don't take another wife or another husband. So? Mm-hmm. Huh? And the other are just details, explanation of the historical events of the disciples. They recorded when they followed the Master or when the Master was alive. Like in the Bible, it says many things about the wars and all the tribes and fighting together, that doesn't belong to the teaching. But because when that master was alive, such thing happened, and maybe included the disciples, so they recorded. Just like when Buddha was alive, there was a war between his tribes and other tribes. Mm-hmm. And the disciple told him to come and pacify both. But then the Buddha thing is it's the bad karma, just let them. Mm-hmm. Then the disciple push, and then he came, but he did not succeed. And then one of his disciples, the one who has a lot of magical power, thinking the Buddha is maybe up to useless. So he used his own magical power, put the tribes into his own begging bowl. And he think after the time finished, he opened it, then they will be okay, they don't fight. When he opened it, it's bloody inside. They fight inside, in the mini, mini space. They fight the mini war inside, so it's the same. So they recorded that too. But that doesn't belong to the teaching of the Buddha, not come from the mouth of the Buddha. And many other things happened during his life. Like someone tried to kill him, or someone tried to disgrace him, everything else. Mm. It's also recorded, and we call that the Bible. So are you all satisfied?
Yes, yes. Thank you very much for your time.
No, it's okay. My pleasure. My pleasure. If I can have the health, I always are willing to see people. It's just sometimes I don't have it, and my voice also gone from talking too much. Everyone want individual interview, and there are many more who wants it, but because they don't have a special purpose.
Yes.
Like, I just want to see her. I just want to see her, that's all. And then my disciple, I did not even know that. They say, if you want to see her, then tomorrow. You can see her 3-4 hours sitting there, talking. Otherwise, I will have a house of in and out, always people. You know, I don't like to become a kind of a movie star. People come and have signatures and come out and all that. Therefore, these people without purpose, without true wanting to seek informations, then I don't see them only, yeah? Because my time also limited.
Yes.
My voice, I have to take care in order to lecture.
Yes.
This is only the second stations.
Yes.
I have many nations to go.
Yes, yes.
Many other countries to go. Mm-hmm. So I have to take care of my body in that case. Not that I don't want to see people. It's just that I had to do this job. I was always very shy. Very shy up to being publicized. Yeah, always very shy. And now I'm still very shy. But then the job pushed me. I have to do it. And the love of the disciples and the people who are sincere melt my shyness. So I can do my job. I'm surprised, I'm extremely surprised that I could sit in front of thousands and not feeling shy. Yeah, I have never been able to do that. And I could not talk before. I'm not the one who talks a lot and who can express eloquence about everything that I didn't even know before. Therefore, I'm extremely surprised. Yeah. Anyhow, God's arrangement. Yeah. It will be perfect.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Terima kasih kerana bersama kami dalam kata-kata hikmat. Seterusnya ialah music dan sajak, sejurus selepas berita yang wajar diberi perhatian. Sila teruskan bersama Supreme Master Television. Semoga anda dilimpahi rahmat Tuhan. Thank you for joining us on Words of Wisdom. Up next is Music and Poetry, right after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be light and bright with God's blessings and grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW